him to a hospital with the idea of getting an MRI on him today. And it's a new hospital, and they had technical difficulties and were unable to do the MRI, but our team doctor from Vancouver is in town as part of our Olympic staff, and she was there with him, and they've basically ascertained this and think that it's a bulging disc, a minor problem, not really affecting any kind of pins and needles or anything in his legs or extremities, and so it's just rest and bed rest. And any of you who've ever had a bad back know sometimes that just takes time, and it's nothing too serious, but it's not worth the risk of swimming in the 50. And he's on some medication for the pain right now, and he's mobile and walking around. He's back at the hotel resting, and you know, he'll go through the next couple of days in the orientation around the Olympic team and everything, and get home, get some rest and some rehab, and be ready to go.
What impact do you think this will have on his training leading up to the games and his, you know, eventual
Hopefully
performance?
Fully minimal. I mean, he went and he's in a prone position. He's okay, mm-hmm. right? And he hurt himself, I think, at the photo shoot in L.A. on the 29th of February, and you know, came back the next day, and he said he was fine while he was doing it, but the next day his back was a bit sore. He came up home and he trained that morning on Saturday, and then on the weekend he rested and he came in Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, trained, and then stood up on Thursday, trained, and stood up on Friday in the morning at the BC Senior Championships, swam the 100 freestyle, and then his back spasmed out on him. So from there, right, we've been basically doing 25s and 50s, no turns, and the first dive that he did was the night before the 200. First turn he did was in the 200, right? So, I mean, at any kind of speed anyway. So I'm really pleased with the level of performance that he achieved. It's a credit to the work that he did to get to this point, and we're looking forward to some better swims than what he did come up with, but the swims that he did get out of himself were good enough. He got the events that he was looking for the Olympics, with the exception of the 50 that, you know, is always a crapshoot anyway. So it's life, and that's what happens. And so, you know, those of you who are hockey fans, he has a mid-body injury.
He's
in a good mood. He's obviously disappointed and, you know, a little bit worried, I think, but that might just keep him a little bit more honest as he goes through the next 18 weeks. Right? So
he was due for some time off anyways, right?
We're going to take about 10 days off, right? 2 weeks of formal training is off. We start back on the 21st of April, but all the athletes have to get back in the water next week, right? So
the suit that was to make him faster is actually what made him slower.
Ironically, mm-hmm. you could say that, but I think ultimately when he gets to wear that suit, he'll be really fast. I mean, the people who have worn the suit have shown pretty significant improvements, and I can't help but think that if he has the same type of opportunity, that the performance level that you'll see from him will be as good, if not better.
Do we know what the photographer made him do?
You're trying to... I don't know if I want to know, right? But I think he was trying to put him in a position as if he was pushing off a wall on a turn, and sort of making him do this, and so his back is cranked that way, and like this guy has pretty long torso and a bit of a trick back at the best of times, and if you know him, it's like, Brent, don't do that, right? But they don't really know him, and you know, it's always one of these things, one more, and you know, if you can't get your shot in a few shots, then it's not a good enough shot anyway, in my opinion, but I'm not a photographer, right? So, but you know, we all know that, and I mean, he's pretty cooperative and trying to do the good thing, and just worked against him this time.
How did that make you feel?
I would say, you know, concerned, and it's been, you know, quite stressful, I would say, more than I probably realized now that it's over, right? And you realize that what it takes out of you, right? Because you're hoping against hope that he's going to be okay. And I mean, even up until the night before the 200 free, I asked Ken Mickelson, our chiropractor, to make an assessment of, you know, should he swim it or not? Right? Because if he went down after the 200 free, he might have been out of the 100 free for the Olympics. And so he said, 50-50. I said, okay. So then I went and talked to Brent and that night in the hotel, and he said, I'm feeling a bit, you know, like it's getting better and I'm going to swim. Right? So he swam, and he swam well enough to make the team, and then got through reasonably well in the heats. But when the pressure was on, he was really trying, you know, that extra little push to try to get out a bit quicker or whatever, doubling up on the effort or four efforts in 2 days or whatever it is, his back didn't like it too much, right? So it just sort of said, stop it.
But were you pissed off? I mean, literally, after you found out what happened.
I guess more at myself for not foreseeing that some, and, you know, like, you can't hold their hands. They can't stop living. They have to still be people, right? In my philosophy, anyway. But it's disappointing to me that he doesn't recognize, right, that he needs to be a bit better at some of that stuff too. And it's disappointing from my perspective that I didn't give people the heads up and say, don't get them to do stupid things. And, you know, Vanessa from Speedo said that she talked to the photographer and said, you know, to Brent and to Brent, you don't have to do things that you don't want to do. And he said, no, I'm okay. And you get in the spirit of it and doing what you're doing. And then it's only the next day that you realize it was too much, right? Mm. So lesson learned, right? Sorry. So
how much time do you think he can afford to lay off his training?
Well, you got to realize that after he won the World Championships, we basically have been training pretty hard nonstop since. So he's got a lot of money in the bank, right? And so does all the other athletes in the world, and that's why I think you're seeing this surge, never mind the bathing suit, but, you know, in performance. But, you know, he's not going to have more time off than what was normally planned for, and I think, if anything, he might be getting back in a bit earlier because it might help him get better quicker, right? But he needs the mental break more than anything, so he's fresh in August, and the big danger is to hurry back and try and do anything. But you got to realize, when he hurt himself, I couldn't really give him any time off, right? Like, you know, because we were only 20 days away from the meet, or 25 days away from the meet. So it was like, we got to keep going, and we managed him and kept him moving. But ideally, right, you need to take 3 or 4 or 5 days of just complete rest, and that's what we're going to give him now. And hopefully he comes around, does the rehab, and he's good to go, right? But they're tricky things, backs, and you got to be real careful, and that's what we're doing, right? So.